views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. I'm coming to you today from Nashville, Tennessee. Woohoo! I didn't make it to the Opry. I haven't made it to anywhere except behind my table at the sci-fi convention. I would so like to be out and about seeing more of this beautiful city. Woo! It's cold here. Well, it's 40. But for somebody from LA, it's cold, honey. And it was pouring rain yesterday, but we're having a good time anyway. All right. I know we have a lot of new listeners, which really excites me because, you know, I am holding expansion for all of us in this amazing work. I want to take a moment to say I am not a doctor. Any physical advice or information that comes through is purely an energetic reading. You are your highest answer, and if you feel that you need to consult a physician, then you need to listen to yourself. I want to talk today. It's more expansion on the light. Remember, we have been directed, which is huge, because that means we've entered a new expansion into the work. We are no longer using the word energy. We are using the word light. And our light is the ultimate energy of creation. So we are directing our light now, the light of us, the light of who we are. The light is the I Am presence, which is your creative power to create your life in the way that you choose. So choice is incredibly important. We don't create our lives from some kind of happenstance place, right? So in order to know that we are the God of us, we can't be in fear. Fear equals not knowing, and not knowing equals fear. So where everybody wants to go to when I work with them is, well, I don't know how to do that. So I want you to hear right up front that when you say, I don't know how to do that, you are directing yourself not to know. And my reply to them is, well, just choose. Choose to know that you know. And what's the opposite of fear? The highest opposite of fear is love. And we know that love creates everything, heals everything. Love focuses the light into physical manifestation. So I asked for a process. I said, I want a process, because ask and it's delivered to you. So you have to ask. I want a process to take us into really knowing that we're the God of us and into the state of love. So here you go. You asked, I asked, we received. That's the way it goes. Number one, open your heart. How do you open your heart? You can state, my heart is open. You can state, I direct my heart to be open. If you want to get, is it needed? No, it's not needed. But if you want to get even more specific, my heart is open front and back, merged with my whole brain. It's simple, guys. Don't make it hard. The one thing that's in the way, the biggest block for all of us right now is going, I don't know how, and it's hard, and I don't have the power. Okay, number one, open your heart. Number two, ignite your heart light, which is the pinpoint of light that we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. Ignite your heart light. See it as a pinpoint of light. Allow your light to burst from the pinpoint, fill up your entire body and brain, expand it throughout yourself. And then I want you to send it out to the ionosphere. And what is the ionosphere? It's the energetic band around the planet. It's also your aura. Your aura is an ionosphere. So you want to send it out, send your light out to the ionosphere of the universe, which includes permeating the ionosphere of you called your aura. And then see it and allow it to be returned to you. That, they're saying, the channel is saying, is the complete exercise. Literally takes you less than 2 minutes. Open your heart, ignite your heart light with the pinpoint, expand it throughout you till it fills you up. Send it out to the universe and allow it to be returned to you. Now, what is the intention of this? Again, to know that we are the God / creator of our own energy and to hold ourselves in love. And so it is. And the channel, I just checked to make sure this was the channel, yes, is urging all of you, any of you, that have elections coming up, they are imploring you to get out of your heads, go to your hearts, forget about politics, and vote for the person, the party, however you want to define it, that is in alignment with love. If you even have to say more in alignment than the other guy or the other party with love, we've got to come forward to vote for love. You know, it's interesting. I haven't shared this with you, but I keep getting nudged to go back to Kansas and get involved into politics, but not politics, to remind everybody that it's really all about love. Even voting for the people that we want, who represents the love and the dignity and the equality based on love that you want to see represented in this country. You've got to step forward now, guys. Got to step forward in every way, in every way, in every way. And one of the biggest ways you can step forward is doing the exercise they just gave you. All righty. Next week is Creation Station. I am beyond, I hardly can sleep at night with all the information coming in and the refinement that we're going and the new information that we'll be getting and the darn fun we're going to be having. So I don't know. I'll have to see where we're at in Creation Station to see if we're going to be with you next week. Maybe we'll all just gather around to do the show. All righty. Probably that will be the case because the show starts really before Creation Station does on Sunday. I can go to the calls now. Yes, I can. Please have your questions ready. Okay. If you want to talk to the channel, press 1 now. And we're going to start with Susan in Niagara Falls. Hi, honey.
I knew you'd begin with me. How are you?
I'm great.
I'm good. I'm good myself. I have a question in regards to the medications that I take.
Uh-huh.
And the last time I spoke with you, I told you I really like the DART because that's when I get a lot of, well, all the energy is nice and smoothed out at night.
Yeah, you're not bombarded, Susan. You're not bombarded with everybody else's ions
energy and
energy. Yeah.
Exactly.
So what's your question, baby?
My question is what that night that I talked with you, I had didn't have my medication to help me sleep. And, of course, then my guides came in and I was woken up and, you know, wanted me to write and stuff and everything. Since I've been taking the medication that my doctor has me taking, I sleep right through the night and I don't get that now. So I'm wondering maybe I should rethink the medication.
Well, when I say that's the right question, Susan, I get a no.
Okay.
But rethinking your need for the medication, I get a yes.
Okay.
Now, it's a true statement. Have you ever seen an animal that can't sleep?
No.
Okay. So it's a natural thing in nature. Sleep is a natural occurrence. It's something that we naturally know how to do unless we cannot turn our minds off. So the question is, how can you turn your mind off without the medication so that you can sleep? And if you can't do that, we need our sleep. So then you have to use the medication. So it's not that the medication is good or bad or taking something away or whatever. It's any kind of medication, guys, is not a natural form of creation. And when we fall out of the natural form of creation, oftentimes medicines are needed. Again, I'm not a doctor. I would never tell anybody to go off their medication. But while you're using it, Susan, during your waking hours, how can you create not getting bombarded with stuff that overstimulates your brain? How can you do that? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I thought I lost you.
So that's what you need to ask yourself. Meditation would work for you. And
Yes. You
don't have to do it for a very long time. But you do have to do it in a quiet place. So they're suggesting maybe one night to meditate for a half an hour. And I'm hearing that you know how to quiet your mind in meditation. Is that true?
Yes.
For a half an hour and then turn the lights out and go to sleep. And see what kind of night you have. Now, the other part of this that they're bringing in now is because you're not bombarded during the nighttime. And I can attest to this. Actually, all the core beliefs that are on the sheets came in because they woke me up at 3 a.m. every morning while I was on vacation at Christmas one year to give me these. And now I can bring them in anytime. I can bring the information in anytime because I know in a snap of a finger how to quiet me so that I can connect. And that's all it really is, Susan, is asking you to do that. But welcome to technology, guys. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, everything froze, but we're back.
We have Davina from Colorado.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hello, Awesome D.
Hello, sweetheart. We're doing the best we can here. I don't know what's
going on. Aren't we all?
Aren't we all? Indeed. What can I help you with?
I wanted to know what was for the highest, greatest good of the readers of the book that I am creating. Should the focus be on healing depression, going into suicide, or just, you know, focusing it completely off of that and just love, light, and healing?
They want you to combine them. The focus should be on love, light, and healing and how you use that then to break it down into those individual chapters. Do you understand?
Need more clarification.
In other words, the way you heal depression, the way you heal suicide, the way you heal the guilt from it, the way you heal the need to do it, or the state of it, all of that is through the love and the light. So you need to start the book talking about the love and the light and then extend it into chapters of different subjects and how to use the love and the light to heal those things. And they actually would prefer you use the words bringing people in back into the state of balance instead of healing. Because when we talk about healing, we tend to focus the brain on the sickness, on the problem. So that's pretty specific guidance for you, Davina.
Thank you so much, because I want to do what's best for all of humanity.
For sure. You want to serve, and you've got a great idea how to do it, and that's how to organize it. Talk about the love, talk about the light, you can really expand this information out and help millions of people. I started to say thousands and they corrected me, millions of people, by using their own power to create a state of balance again. Okay, honey?
And part of that's bringing in the hope, because people give up hope and that's why they go there.
Well, baby, they give up hope because they don't have a clue that they can do anything about it. And they're the only ones that can do something about it. So, of course, we're going to be depressed and suicidal if there's no hope, because we don't know the hope is us.
True. The power is within.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Yep. Stephen? Next caller, if we can get Patty on, that'd be great, but just give me somebody else. Thank you, Davina. Much love to you, sweetheart.
I haven't found Patty yet, but we've got Joy in Cape Cod.
Okay. Miss Joy, I haven't heard from you in a while. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good.
I just have a question. 2 weeks ago, I discovered through my kinesiologist that I had a near-death experience when I had my car accident back in high school, my graduating year from high school, and that it did give me some brain damage and all that kind of stuff, but that's sort of beside the point. But I really didn't want to come back, and Saint Germain had to come in and talk me into coming back, and that's the time that I decided that I couldn't feel anything. So I cut off all my emotions and everything. Now, I've done all kinds of stuff around that, but this is new information for me. And so Now I'm dealing with my 17-year-old, which is fine, but I want to make sure that I got it all.
So it's coming in really fast, so I have to start here. I get that all that is, hold on, has anybody switched? No, we want the highest answer, yes. So I get that's all accurate information. And the fact that Saint Germain worked with you, it was your choice to come back. No, nobody on the other side ever forces you to do that. It was your choice. And the reason you came back was, interestingly enough, to learn to feel, not to shut off your feelings. And so,
all right, I knew
now,
I came in
hold on,
myself,
hold on,
and
Joy,
I remember asking
finish.
Him to let me do it myself, which I've since been annoyed at myself for doing that. But I realized that I have
well,
to know.
Well, no,
I have to do it.
Yeah, you have to know it's you
yes.
yourself. You have
yes.
to, and
okay, yes.
and then they want to tie that back into your son because your son is working on the same issue from a different perspective. And now they want me to go to the core
beliefs.
Is that
Jeremy?
You said your son, right?
No, you did.
I thought you said, and now I'm dealing with my son.
Well, if I said it, I didn't.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you said it. So,
wow.
But we're going to your son. And
but is it Jeremy? I have three sons.
Well, I would like to know the one you were referring to. Who's 17?
Oh, none of them are 17. It might have happened when he was 17.
Oh, my God,
I mean,
what
my
is going on?
I
get a yes on that it happened. So we're going to your son when he was 17. What about a father? What happened with a father figure when he was 17?
Well, I would say if he was older than that, I mean, younger than that when it happened. Well, maybe it's my middle son. My husband was a serial cheater, and he lost our house. We left, you know, everything fell apart for a while. It wouldn't have been him at 17 because he was in middle school, and he's the one that's been the most... had the most trouble with life.
Okay. All of your kids, all of them, are coming back to share the same thing that you came back to learn, is that you're the God of you and you have to create you. And the problems that your children are having is because they will not accept that. They keep wanting to blame or point the finger toward a lot of times you.
Well, I suppose if I was the one that wasn't feeling, and I admit, I remember saying it one or two times when something was coming up, you know, because I felt sad. I mean, it wasn't that I didn't feel anything. I felt something, gray, whatever. But that I lived that way, and I could do it, and I, you know, give it to me. Now, since then, I mean, you know, a few years ago at least, I changed all that. I mean, because I know that we're here to do our own work. But I do remember saying that.
Well, you haven't changed it all the way.
I haven't changed. Okay.
Joy, because that's why you're calling.
Wow.
And it's like your heart is halfway open. And you haven't been able to experience it. Halfway open felt open to you because you had shut it down so much. And look, this has got to be for all of us, guys. So
yeah, I was told very
yeah.
to call.
So let's just right now direct ourselves that whenever we're directing our hearts to open, that means all the way, 100%. And they're showing me E.T., with his heart light on. I'm going all the way. I'm igniting my light. My heart light is on. My heart is open. And I am ready, willing, and able to be filled with the love of my life.
Oh, so it's connected to what you said in the beginning. That this is making it stronger. Wow. And this is not at all where I expected it to go, but this is wonderful. Thank you.
Well, when it goes in ways that we don't expect it to, you absolutely know that you're in the channel, Joy. Because when it goes the way you expect it to, then your mind is involved.
I don't think it's ever.
That's why I love the webinars so much, because every time I do a webinar, I go, oh my God, I have no idea where we're going. This is amazing. Right.
Well, that's what's happened to me, especially since Saint Germain has shown up. And it usually happens at 2 or 3 in the morning, I have to admit. But
You go. See, our defenses are down. Our mental argument is down.
Yeah.
Our old belief systems are dormant. And during the night, I mean, I think Susan started a real conversation here. I hope everybody heard the fact that all the core beliefs on the sheets, they woke me up in the middle of the night over Christmas vacation 3 nights in a row and delivered all the core beliefs to me.
See, when
I had my grandchildren
here this summer, that's the same thing they did for me. They woke me up for like a half an hour, told me what I had to send out to certain people, and that was it. That was the work we did for a week. And then
you go back to sleep.
Yeah.
So if that's what you're being awakened for by guidance, don't fight it. Get up, do it, and then just go right back to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, it's the fighting it that gets your brain going, and then you move out of the channel, and then you're awake.
And then maybe why it takes me so long to integrate it is because my heart isn't completely open.
I get a yes on that, and I guess that's the right question.
You know, like I get it sort of, and then 4 or 5 hours later or the next morning, it's all clear. Wow. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for bringing that in. I didn't know your heart could be halfway open.
So I didn't either.
There's a new piece of information for all of us. And something also for Davina to bring forward in her book. Look at how we're all working together here. And then Susan can sleep. Yay! And then we can all make more money, they're saying.
And now
if our hearts are open all the way, you create more money.
Yeah.
All right, baby. Woo! What a call. Thank you, Joy.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you, too. Bye-bye. All right, Stephen, who's up?
I got Patty back if you want to go back to her.
Oh, goody. Okay. Because I was, you know, usually I would have let it go, Patty, but they kept saying, bring Patty on. So what's up?
Okay. I know today creates down the road and things like that. I got my CAT scan, and my tumors in my liver have doubled in size. Yeah, and now I have spots on each lung. And
sweetheart. And you were doing so well. I don't understand.
I know. And that's what I wanted to ask the channel. Is it little irritation?
Okay, let's get to... Well, the first thing they want you to do is open your heart all the way. Just direct it. Okay. All right. So the right question is, oh, my God. I am not a doctor. Highest, most correct, most complete. Anybody switched? We both want the highest answer. Everybody in the show wants the highest answer, yes. Patty, I hate to even put my toe into this water. They're saying you're not putting your toe. We're putting us. have you ever considered changing doctors?
Ooh. My friend is talking about going to this clinic down in Tijuana.
I get a no about that, but I get a yes about changing doctors. or at least getting second opinions?
I have been getting a second opinion. I actually, there's a doctor I do makeup on, and I've been running everything by him. And, you know, and he's been saying, yes, this is good, this is good.
Well, your tumor's doubling is not good.
Yeah.
Is this doctor an oncologist?
Yeah, he is. And he's actually one of the top ones, other students. And, you know, he's very well known.
Will your insurance cover him?
Oh, wait, who are you talking about? The one I'm with now, they're covering as much as they can. Or do as much as they do.
You said you were talking to a doctor and running stuff by him.
Oh, the other doctor.
He's an oncologist.
He's an oncologist, but he is too busy. He handles big names. I do his makeup for TV.
Ask him anyway. Ask him anyway if he'll work with you.
Well, he has
been
actually.
Okay,
like,
hold on. Okay. There's information coming in because they're saying you're holding back because you think he's too big and he won't have time for you.
No, I asked him to be my doctor in the very beginning and he said no.
Yeah, I understand, but there's a part of you that doesn't think or accept or is allowing him to say yes. Ask him again.
Okay.
Tell him what came in and ask him again. But let's go to what, there's two things they want to give you.
Okay.
One is quit trying to fix the cancer. Focus on the state of being where everything is wellness and flow. Wellness and flow. Those are the two highest words. You know, that's what you want to direct your light to do.
Okay,
there's a second thing. Sheets. Give me a movie, please.
Princess Bride.
Oh, my God. That is so weird. I was looking for something to watch on the plane, and I looked at the old movies and Princess Bride, and I've been called to watch The Princess Bride for about 2 months. And I went, well, hell, I'm just going to watch it right now. Okay, so what is The Princess Bride about? It's about belief in love. He will come back. He will save me. Okay, but he, in the movie, you see, we're all waiting for our prince to come, but our prince is us.
Okay.
So the unrequited, you know, unconditional, total surrender to love for ourselves. What? Go ahead. But what?
No, I'm tearing up. I've never seen the movie, but I do want that. And I don't know if my heart... if I'm just hurting from a past relationship or just hoping for something new. I mean, I do want something new, or if I'm still hanging on to the past.
Well, both, Patty. But they're talking about unconditional love for yourself, baby.
Okay.
To unconditional love for your body, unconditional love for your soul. Unconditional love for the light of who you are.
Okay.
You know, guys, that's the answer to everything they're saying. To everything.
Can the channel help me to know it? I asked for this, you know.
I gave you the exercise at the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how to know.
Okay.
And also, just get up and go, I know how to unconditionally love who I am. And I remember a while ago, and one of my private sessions reminded me of this and said she'd had so much success working with it. I love to love me. I love to be in love with me. I love to love who I am. Any of those things. And to match the feeling with it. Can you literally envision your tumors and put the pinpoint of love within them?
Yeah.
And let it expand out from there?
That when you were talking about it earlier, I was exactly doing that.
Yeah, they really are encouraging. But again, Patty, not to fix you or fix the cancer, but to show the tumor love, that to fill it up with love so that it knows it can dissolve into the rest of the love, which is the light of you.
Okay.
But again, they're saying, you know, ask this doctor and tell him what's going on. And if not him, maybe somebody else.
Okay.
Okay. All right, baby. I'll see you next weekend.
Okay. Love you.
All right, sweetheart. Love you. Wow. We're dealing with some pretty amazing stuff here on this show. Okay, Stephen.
You want me to just keep going in order?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. I guess so. I can't even, I don't even have a switchboard to look at here. It's frozen.
Wow. Okay. Phyllis in New Mexico.
Hey, Phyllis.
Hey, Dean.
What's up, honey?
Hey, how are you? Yeah, it's you know, I just love it when I tune into the show and the first thing you say is whatever I'm dealing with, that everything's hard or difficult or... Because I got so many things going on and... Yeah, but I feel positive about moving forward with everything. I just don't, you know, because I'm working on writing a book, but then this whole thing with the video and developing a web series is just feels bigger and better. So again, it's just juggling, trying to figure out how to juggle all these things.
Well, that's a great problem to have.
Yeah,
so you keep looking at it. You keep looking at it as a problem. You know, you keep looking at it as a negative and stressing over it. And, you know, if you're going to stress over it, then just pick one. It's true that you could be working on all of them at the same time if you would just stop stressing over the fact that you don't know if you can. But if you can't do that, go to the one where your passion is alive right now, and that's... You know, that's the video thing you're working on.
Yeah. I'm kind of obligated to do the book thing, though, too. I have an obligation. Well,
to whom?
Well, I'm working with a program on it.
I don't understand. What do you mean you're working with a program? Are you doing it for somebody else?
University. Yeah, for a university.
Okay, and who are you doing the video project for, yourself?
Me. Yeah, me and just the whole thing I'm involved in right now with my life here. It's just...
Well, okay, but you see, I'm doing this show for you all. I don't make any money on this show. I'm doing it because I believe in our work and I love the community. And yet, it's a choice because it gives me joy. But you're looking at the book as an obligation.
Yeah, I am.
And that's, well, so turn it around, baby.
Okay.
Turn your perspective of why you're doing that around. And go, okay, I want to do this. And why would you want to write the book? Why did you say yes in the first place?
Oh yeah, it was just a passion. But I think the process of getting edited and just kind of losing the organic feel of it.
Don't.
Yeah, I know. Stop it.
Okay. You see, you just keep making mountains out of molehills. where other people are going, my God, I don't even know what to do. I can't even get started. You're going, my God, I don't know what to do. I've started so many things that I love. And I, yeah. When I say it like that, do you see how you're abandoning yourself with all this
worry? Yeah, I do. And I kind of got that last night. I was driving home thinking, wow, this is really great. I know there's a lot of people sitting at home watching TV right now. I mean, with nothing to do, and I'm like a busy nonstop.
That's an old tape, Phyllis. An old tape. And I found that tape running within me before, and I'm going, my God, either, you know, poop or get off the pot, D.
And what's the tape again?
If you're
what are you saying
do
is
it,
the old tape?
Do it. What? Oh,
okay. What are you saying is the old tape?
The old tape is I've got to worry about doing too much. And, oh, my God, can I handle all this? And, oh, geez, I don't know which direction to go. That's an old tape that we use not to embrace everything we want to do powerfully.
Yeah.
Get over it, Macduff.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Phyllis.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Steve. Love you. Bye-bye.
I love you, too. All right, Stephen. Who's up?
Next, we have Emily from Idaho.
Miss Emily, what's up, baby?
Hi, Dee. Hey.
Hi.
Two things. The first is just to report back from last week where I was seeking more balance in my situation here in Idaho and helping my mom. And my ankles feel great. And we got offered by my sister to go stay at her mountain house for a couple of days, my daughter and I. So we went up there. So I think that shifted around and wanted to report
That's pretty big shift, I'd say, in 1 week. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you and the channel. And thank me. And then the second is the topic of sleep has come up. So I am guided to ask about my daughter and her insomnia.
Okay, she's keeping herself awake because she's afraid. And it's like, if I stay awake and alert, they won't get me. So this is definitely a past life thing. It also started in the womb. She brought it in. But she also got messages from you in the womb about, wow, I have to stay awake and vigilant, well, and do it all. Ties back into you.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you can help teach her to, they're showing me a pad of paper and a pencil and writing. So write down everything that she keeps everything in her head. It's like, oh, I have to get to this. I have to get to this. I have to get to this. And they teach this in brain science also. Write down everything you need to do that you're worried about, that you need to get to, write it down. Write it down and look at it. And that will tell your brain that you're handling it.
Okay.
I just learned this in this brain study thing. So from a spiritual point of view, what we're worried about is one way that we abandon our creative power. Because as soon as you worry about something, you're telling your brain to look at the very thing you don't want. In her case, it's, oh, my God, I'm not enough. I'm not going to get it done. Does that resonate or not?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So tell her to write it down, especially before she goes to sleep, and look at it and go, okay, I'm giving this over to the universe to work on this tonight. And I... we'll readdress it in the morning. Because she's really feeling like she has to stay awake to remember it all, they're saying.
Okay. She has huge creative projects she wants to do.
Yes. And what she needs to understand is they will help her create so much more when she's under. And she can direct herself. I know this for a fact because this is what I do with myself. You know, when I'm having trouble learning lines for a part, yeah. I look at them the night before and I go, okay, I'm giving them over now. In the morning, I know I'll know these lines because I'm giving them over, do my work at night, everybody come in, and I swear to God, I wake up, the lines are there.
Wow.
But if you keep worrying about the lines, then you won't have them in the morning because you've told your brain to continue to worry about them and focus on the fact that you don't know them.
Yeah.
And that's true with any creative, and life is creation, any creative endeavor you want. Write it down, give it over, let them work on it. Okay?
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you.
All right,
so much,
darling. You bet. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen, you're going to have to tell me when we've got about 5 minutes left because everything is frozen in this room. If I must have some fabulous energy going on here today. All right, who's up?
We got 10 minutes left, and next is Angelique in Santa Monica.
We have 10 minutes because I have to stop at 9:55.
Okay, well, in that case, then you have 5 minutes.
Okay, let me have Angelique.
She's on.
Hi, sweetheart. Is this my Angelique?
Yes.
Hi, baby. How are the boys?
They're great.
Good. What can I do for you?
Well, so my question's pretty quick, I think. it's around panic attacks.
Panic attacks?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you having them?
Yes. Well, had
Angelique.
Them. Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of surface.
All right. So hold on. It's coming in already. This is a past life thing. And it's a past life thing that's you've dealt with on and off, and you feel like you've handled it, and now something's plugged you into it again, and you're reacting to a sense memory of about 18 lifetimes ago. Not 18 lifetimes, but 18 lifetimes ago. And now we're going to a core belief. This page, no, hold on. I'm trying to use a pendulum, hold a cell phone, and turn sheets at the same time here. Yes, I'll never be good enough. Okay, so about, hold on, 5 to 6 months ago, with a male, something plugged you into, again, I'll never be good enough. And so you're kind of abandoning yourself with these anxiety attacks. Is anything coming up 5 to 6
mm-hmm.
months ago? Yes, with a male figure?
Yep. So I
okay.
would say my boyfriend? Around religion?
Oh, dear God. Yep. Big yes. It just swung to my big, huge yes. Okay,
yes.
Everybody. Jesus, what a show. Let me tell this to all of you. Religion will always tell you that you are not good enough. Let me say it again. Every religion, no matter how innocuous it is, like the Methodist religion I was raised in, it doesn't hammer it home like Catholicism and a lot of them. But we are all taught that we are not, can never be, will never be, good enough to be the God of our own making. And yet God itself said, I've made you in the image of me. These miracles and more will you do also. So I am asking you, which story do you want?
Definitely the latter.
Okay. So they're saying we're pretty spot right on here with this. Is this true, Angelique? Is he trying, is he needing you to become back into religion?
Yeah, and in his way of seeing things, which is very, very Christian.
Yeah, it ain't going to work for you, baby.
No,
it ain't going to work for you. So you either have to say, I love you, you know, and you go worship the way you need to worship, and you have to allow me to worship the same way. Otherwise, yeah. You have to give yourself up if that's okay with you and go his way.
No.
But quite frankly, they're saying you know too much to do that anymore.
Right.
So here we, you know, it's a conundrum. If you want it to be, doesn't have to be. They want you to know that you are so emotionally responding to this for two reasons. A, because you're remembering violently what happened in, and we don't have to know it, I've already checked, in this past life 18 years ago, and it was like burned at the stake or some, you know, really emotional thing like that. But also, because you are questioning yourself, and it's more, the anxiety is stemming more from you questioning yourself than you staying. And back to the first of the show, if you guys came on after the first of the show, go back and listen to the first of the show and the formula they gave us, because it's back to, do you know we are the God of us? And it's put you into fear, Angelique. And remember what they gave us at the first. If we're in fear, we don't know. And if we don't know, we're in fear. And he made you go back into the anxiety of I don't know, when you have had so much success in creating joy and happiness by knowing.
Yeah.
Okay, babe?
Yes.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. It's all good.
You know, if he truly can tap into unconditional love, you see, he doesn't know. So your knowing in a different area threatens him into not knowing around his religion. So you're both dealing with not knowing instead of I can know without you. And I can allow you to know what you need to know. You got it? Wow. What a show. Thank you, darling. I love you.
Love you.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, please, please start working with all of this. Please start working with the light and the expansion of it and the information they're giving us. I cannot tell you physically how much progress I am making with everything by using this information. Please step forward and do this with me, okay? So we can expand it even more. And Stephen, you're going to have to hit the outro for me until we meet again. Love yourselves, and love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.